Hello and welcome to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. I am Salima Ibrahim. Over the years, the indiscriminate drilling of boreholes in the country, especially the urban centers, has remained a challenge to the government, and the trend has become unabated. Recently, the situation has been exacerbated due to citizens' limited and inadequate access to safe, clean and potable water. That explains why citizens have resorted to drilling boreholes indiscriminately in an attempt to provide and improve water supply for their daily needs. A report by the Federal Ministry of Information and National Orientation says that experts in the water resources sector opine that over 110,000 boreholes have been drilled within the Federal Capital Territory, while more than 330,000 metric tons of water are extracted daily from the holes, which they have also explained that these activities of drilling poses environmental threats to residents and earth equilibrium. How does this disruption happen? What should be an average depth of a borehole? An expert speaks with us.
Well, you see, in a borehole is like something spiritual. In Abuja and in Barra Associate, we have different terrain and formation. If you are digging in Aku, where I am now, it's different. You're digging in Kuje, it's different. You're digging in Yanya, another local government, is different. But I want to use where I am to give you an example of Kuje. You know, Kuje have a soft depth in some places. It's only little places. And if you have a terrain, a good water, not surface water, you can have like 100 meter, not in hand pump. Hand pump can only accommodate 60 meter or 50. But what do I give good depth that will give you original good water? It should be approximately in NAFDAC, recommend 100 or 90. In Akko, yeah, we go to 150. Kuje, highest 180, you have water. Nyanya, you have like 60, 70, you have water. Maraba, you have 60, 50, you have water. Dusi, all that local government, you have 180, you have water. Then other local government in Amak, yeah, especially where I am here in Akko, yeah, you have to go to 150. In Voice of Nigeria area there, you have to go like 200 in some places before you can get water. Further housing, you have to go to 250 in some place before you can have original water. In Biakasa Road, you can have like 210, 220. You have original water. After the surveyor have done his own work, though it's a science, just tell you what to do. But for you as an experienced person in the site, you say, no, this report is not correct. Let's go more. 10 or 20 meters, you ask for the report, what the surveyor did. And you have what you want.
Does the drilling of borehole, does it have any damage to the surrounding communities?
No. In Nigeria, yeah, as a Nigeria concerned in the whole Africa, we have a very good soil. Because as from 20 meter, 25 meter, you already jam stone. And you know that when you have a stone in any place, we don't have a quick. Yeah, because everywhere in Abuja have stone. That in our language, you call it overburden. That when we jam stone, we say we have gotten overburden. Everywhere in Abuja is no more than 25 downward. It says Nyanya. And this other place, Kubwa, in some places that you must go to 30, 35, but you are still going to have the stone, push a stone, we call it a lever, that holds the land. We call it lever in our language, that holds the land. If not, we could have been having a quake everywhere we drill, because in some estate, every position, they have their own bore, they have their own goal, like 10 meter. You see another person drill 10 meter. If not, we could have been having problem by now. It goes happy. Gosape, in many places you have to go, or let me talk about Asukoro, you have to go like almost 300 meters. In some places, even 300 meters in Asukoro and that Gosape, you will not have water. let me just say the DSS Oga, that former DSS Oga, I drilled for his house there, almost 3 places. We just have a recharge water because the stone does not have liver to give us the aquifer we need. And they have to drill 3 places. Inside the compound, one compound that have like 2,000 square meter. And there is nothing. Through our survey, I'll say there's nothing will happen. And the land is still existing. More than 3 years now.
And now, let's hear from those negatively affected by the menace of too many boreholes in an area to share their first-hand experience with us.
Over the last 8 to 10 years, there have been excessive borehole drilling in my area, which has led to shortage in water supply. Those of us that are using well as their main source of water are finding it difficult. We have to go out to the boreholes around us and buy water from them, and most of us don't receive water supply from the government.
You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on a break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. In this episode of the show, we are looking at possible effects of the indiscriminate drilling of boreholes in the country. There is no doubt that digging boreholes helps with water needs of most Nigerians who do not have access to the government-owned water board. However, there have been concerns that there are some environmental problems emanating from this act, which so many people see as a solution to lack of potable water. We speak to an expert, Ibrahim Yakubu, a science climatologist and also a climate journalist, on the issues raised by these concerns.
Yes, actually, last 2 years, we have conducted a series of research under the team of African climate reporters and African Institute of Waste and Environmental Studies, which we discover the increased demands of this borehole in most rural and urban communities. Yeah, to some, it's a real development because people are increasingly in the search of demand for water. But on the other side, such kind of borehole, we have them on the increased demand in our society. It's really becoming a threat to the existence of both human, animal, and even living organism, because it creates artificial scarcity of water. We have people now have to migrate a distance in search of water. And you have even the animal that normally go to a small pond where they can get water. Such drainage of consistent demands of water using machines of different calibers to extract water is really becoming a threat to all human beings, not even the animal, but even living organisms are in the search of scarce of water now. That's one of the major problem we observe. And we attribute that to the problem of lack of awareness. Because if there are awareness, definitely we will not have this increased problem of scarcity of water in most of our former well water where we normally go within a short time. But as you can see, the impact of this borehole water, it normally dries any small pond that you normally go and see water, it used to dry it. But the most dangerous part of it is that these contents of water people are taking from the borehole, they hardly take it for a water test to know what kind of consumption capacity, water volume, water contents, how is it drinkable or not? People keep dying silently because of the consumption of water. They never carried out the test.
We also heard the story that has to do with when there's too much borehole in a community or in a kind of a rural area that it causes an earthquake. How true is this? I can't really say believe, actually. Maybe they've experienced it. What is the perception on this?
We have seen how the impact of scarcity of water, if you check trace so many history back, you discover where there are scarcity of water, you always have this problem of earthquake and other dangerous earth movement that you never experienced before. It could be a clear fact that whenever you see an increased demands of this borehole in the society, it's dried the underground water. And once the underground water is not there, you should know what is coming up. So we always try to draw the attentions of both stakeholders and also government and other necessary NGOs who are in charge of water protection to make sure that there is need to raise more awareness, because the persistence demands of this increase of borehole is really becoming a threat to both human and animal, because the water, underground water, play a very substantial role in the plant we use, because the water also depends on underground water. So once this water is affected, definitely everybody is going to be affected. Explosion is necessary. Any other water, earth problem is necessary because the water play a very subsistent role in protecting the earth we live on top. If you check the whole system, the whole earth is surrounded by water. Now, if you check, you keep drilling the little one we have, what do you expect? You had country experiencing erosion and so many of it. Definitely once there is no underground water, you should expect that to happen.
So in a nutshell, what is your take or your advice for those who are borehole drillers or those who can do without borehole, who prefer borehole than well water, or who seems that the best thing they could do to ensure that they have water is drilling borehole? What is your advice for them?
I will advise anybody who has a borehole to please take a sample of his water to go to water board or any places where they normally carry out a test on water. He should know the volume and the contents, the particles of water he's taking. Because we have seen how people are dying silently because of, did you ever ask yourself, what are the kind of natural resources underground that is under our own earth is? People should know you have diamonds. What is diamond? There are many chemicals on the ground. And then you are talking of borehole. This borehole, when drilling it, it goes down to all these natural resources. And now you are drilling it. This is a very harmful water we are drinking. I always advise people anywhere I go, during conferences or town hall meeting, if you are using borehole, please try to carry a sample of the water you are drinking. It's very important for you to know how to protect the water you are taking, rather to be taking water that is going to be killing you silently. So I always tell people, please try as much as you can to carry the sample of your water to any practical sample, or we can take it to water board, take it to any place where they are testing the volume and contents of water. That will help you to know what you are drinking, rather than taking a chemical that is going to kill you silently.
That was the voice of Ibrahim Yakubu. And that's all we can take in for today. As we conclude today's episode, let's remember the delicate balance between our need for water and our responsibility to protect the environment. Do not forget that you can listen to or download this and other episodes of the podcast on Buzzsprout.com, DailyTrust.com, TrustRadio.com.ng, and on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on a number of FM stations close to you. For sponsorship and advert placement, contact us on 081-055-73735. Thank you for joining us on Nigeria Daily. My name is Salma Ibrahim. Bye for now.